Yeah, in every aspect of the technology industry these days, creating software is largely being done through this kind of open source development, and the drone industry is no exception to that. You know, the amount of software that is needed to power an unmanned aerial vehicle is substantial. And what the drone industry has decided, and the community of people who are obsessed with and love creating interesting new ways of using drones, what they've all decided is that they are going to collectively develop the core software that is used in those vehicles. And then they'll create interesting ways of using that software, whether it's a new vehicle in hardware or an easier way to use the software through a particularly interesting user interface, or by leveraging this code base to create better mapping software and so forth. The core work for creating the flight control systems and so forth will be done collectively rather than by individually. It makes no sense for each of these companies to continue to create all the software that is needed by themselves. This is just a better, faster, cheaper way to produce the software that all of the people in the drone industry need.
Typically, I suppose, most people would think of drones as a military hardware. How is that going to play with the open source community? Will we see terrorist groups making their own drones for military purposes?
No. That sounds crazy. This is not a military project, nor are drones in any way, shape, or form limited to military use. Drones are used in the agriculture industry to do precision farming. It's used for mapping so that people can find their way easier. It's used for search and rescue, not to take people's lives, but to save people's lives. It's used in conservation efforts, not to take animals' lives, but to save animals' lives. Drones are by no means an inherently military-centered industry, not even close. Could someone theoretically take this technology and build something terrible? Maybe. But what's much more likely is someone's going to take this technology and create something wonderful. And that's what happens in all the open source projects that I've been involved with. To try and create a system that would exclude, bad people from using it would probably, close that project to the millions of people who will use that technology to do something good. So, no, this is not centered around military. Maybe someone would take it to do something bad, but I think it's far more likely that people, and in fact they already have, far more people will do good with this technology, not bad.